various audio providers. On your phone or tablet. Via your desktop or laptop, I don't know. It's time for another edition of Ian Danter's Barmy Old Podcast.
Alrighty then, hello, Ian Danter here. It is episode 27 of my Barmy Old Podcast. In cahoots once again with Sean Percival and Andy Robinson with some parody songs and topical sketches from right now and some stuff from way back when from my days and Sean and Andy's days with me on BRNB and Heart FM as well. Coming up on today's show, well, Black Country Bob, we get a little peek behind the curtain into Bob's private life. As we hear him in the House of Commons today. Speaking of the House of Commons, what's Boris up to now and how is he being perceived whilst this pandemic is continuing? Plus, Jurgen Klopp takes on Roy Keane. We press the TalkSport red button once again. And who makes their products too sweet for Mick Jagger's liking? You'll find all that out during the course of the show. But before we go any further, let's get a news and sports update, shall we, from the Barmy Old Podcast News Desk with Jim White. And first, Hugh Edwards. Thank you, Ian, and hello to you. It's been revealed that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, has contracted a mild form of coronavirus over the weekend. People all over the world have offered their condolences to the virus. Ireland's Supreme Court has ruled that the bread at popular sandwich outlet Subway cannot be classified as such as it contains too much sugar. It's rumoured they're teaming up with another company to produce a Jaffa loaf. Ex-Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn was pictured breaking the rule of six whilst attending a private dinner party this week. Corbyn claimed he was attending the event for the many, not the curfew. Popular brand Uncle Ben's Rice will be rebranded after facing heavy criticism from racist campaigners and will change its name to Ben's Original. It's now said that Aunt Bessie is considering if she should carry on, as neither her sister or her brother had any children. And now for the sport, here's Jim White.
Thanks, Hugh. Former Manchester City midfielder Yaya Toure has apologised for an inappropriate joke made on WhatsApp that forced him to quit this weekend's Soccer Aid match, which is a shame, as he would have been playing against lots of Englishmen, Scotsmen and Irishmen. Also, the England 11 manager is Wayne Rooney, and he had a belter about shagging a granny.
Thanks very much, Jim, and that's it from us. You're up to date. Thank you, gentlemen. So, yet another week, another set of accusations about the Prime Minister. This time, he doesn't know his brief, or he won't read reports, or his government are making the breaking of lockdown laws illegal and expecting the public to know what they are and fining them if they don't. Whereas every time the Prime Minister is asked about these laws, he doesn't seem to know what they are himself. I do wonder what 70s glam metal icons The Sweet would have made of all this.
Take care if your Prime Minister has got blonde hair. The truth is now out, and it isn't in doubt. He's not got a clue what he is talking about. He's gone. He's gone. You look in his eyes, don't be surprised if he comes out with a complete pack of lies. The unfaithful sort, he's often been caught. He's got more kids than anyone here ever thought. And every single day, you'll hear someone say,
he just hasn't got a clue what to do.
And every single day, someone else will say, he's lackluster.
Yes, I misspoke when I was talking about the rule of six. Is it seven? In the, was it northeast or northwest? Dom, help me out, will you, Dom?
And every single day, an aide of his will say, every single day. He'll ignore his own tray. He's lackluster.
So just fill me in one more time, Dom. Who am I? Where am I? Why am I here? And what have I got to say? Ooh, and if I get in trouble, will there be a fridge for me to hide in?
Luster, luster, lackluster. Luster, luster, lackluster. Luster, luster, lackluster. Luster, luster, lackluster. Luster, luster, lackluster.
Time to cross to the Houses of Parliament, but we'll go back to 2005 rather than the present day to hear from our old mate from BRNB and Heart FM days, Black Country Bob, the politically incorrect MP for Dudley, once again having a row with Tony Blair across the dispatch box. But today we get a little glimpse behind the curtain, as you were, as to Black Country Bob's private life in this particular row with the then Prime Minister. Sing along.
He's in the House of Commons, he's parliamentary, and proudly representing his constituency. He's the perfect politician until he opens his gob. He's the MP for Dudley, he's Black Country Bob.
Mr. Speaker!
Yes, Prime Minister's questions. Black Country Bob.
Right then, Mr. Speaker, I put it to the ask that the Child Support Agency should be revamped.
Well, yes, for once I agree with the Right Honourable Member for Dudley.
When a marriage breaks up, instead of the mon having to give the woman loads of dosh, it should be the other way round.
Hang on, why?
Because if the bloke ain't living at home anymore, he needs moo beer money, doe.
But what about the woman, though?
Her don't need any beer money, does her? Her's got to stay in every night looking after the kids.
So I take it from this line of questioning that the Right Honourable Member for Dudley is experiencing marital difficulties himself?
You could say that, or has booted me out, eh?
Yes, but as a father, you still have to bring up your children.
Well, I mean, I do bring up my children.
Well, that's good. Excellent. Yeah.
I bring them up every night in the pub. Oh. I'm always on about them. I've had many a lock-in talking about my kids till 3 a.m. Going on about how much I miss them.
But you can still see your children.
I've split up with the missus, ain't I?
Well, what about joint custody?
Eh? Joint custody?
Yes. Joint custody, what about that?
Well, I've let her keep all the wacky backy. I mean, I prefer a pint myself.
Order!
What are you all laughing at?
Order! I will have order in this house. Big order!
Now, there was a very strange occurrence on Sky Sports last week. The Barmy Old Podcast's favourite football pundit, Roy Keane, backed down. It's true. He said that Liverpool's defending was sloppy, and when Jurgen Klopp came online and confronted him about it during an interview and said that Liverpool were exactly the opposite of sloppy, Roy Keane actually backed down. That's 5 words I never thought I'd say, one after the other. Roy Keane actually backed down. In fact, Roy Keane was so subservient to Klopp that some people on Twitter were suggesting that Keane had been somehow hypnotised into obeying all the Liverpool boss's commands. And this is what happened the following morning in Roy's kitchen.
Right, here you are, Roy. Here's your breakfast. It's porridge.
Yeah, thanks very much, love.
I'm shocked. I'm flabbergasted sitting here.
Why? What's the matter, Roy?
Well, it's this porridge. This porridge is sloppy. You were obviously just going through the motions when you made this. There's no excuse for sloppy porridge.
Well, let me go and get that. Hello, the Keane residence. Oh, right. Roy, it's for you.
Right. Hello.
Did I hear you right, Mr. Keane? Did you just say that was a sloppy porridge? Because I could hear you already. Did you say that? It was a sloppy porridge.
Jurgen, is that you?
How on earth did you get...
Because I'm not sure if I heard you right. Maybe you were talking about another porridge, because that porridge there is exceptional.
All right. Yes, Mr. Klopp, yes.
Nothing is sloppy about that porridge, okay? Absolutely nothing. It's the exact opposite of sloppy. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do, Mr. Klopp, yes.
Okay, now, say sorry to your wife and then get down on your knees and bark like a dog.
Right, okay, Mr. Klopp. Love, I'm sorry about that.
He's actually doing it. Roy, listen to me. From now on, you are my bitch. What are you, Roy? Say it, Roy.
I'm your bitch, Mr. Klopp. Can I get up now?
No, Roy, stay there. Now, oh yes, whilst still on your knees, Roy, I need you to sing the chorus to Three Times a Lady by the Commodores.
Oh, okay, Jürgen. You're once, twice, three times a lady.
Again, Roy, again.
You're once, twice, three times a lady.
Fantastic. Now you can hang up, Roy, and be nice to your wife in the future.
Hilarious.
Well, in case you weren't aware, the new co-host with Jim White on the mid-morning talk sports show, the former Crystal Palace owner, Simon Jordan, his vocabulary is continuing to cause much confusion. Here's another example of his verbal diarrhea as we once again press the talk sport red button.
Okay, guys, we're into a break. Right, Jim, I have something to remove from my upper torso.
Oh, you mean you have something to get off your chest, Simon?
That's affirmative.
Yeah, go on then, Simon. Yeah, unburden yourself.
Okay, now, could I implore you both to refrain from expressions of an alarmist nature and utterances of perceived unexpectedness if I inadvertently expel a combination of audible and inaudible nasal perception alterers for the duration of our shared contractual obligatory requirements? This is not an unexpected or an unexplainable occurrence, considering my imbibing and absorption of a combination of saccharified H2O converted into ethanol and clarified spice-infused, Eastern-influenced, intensely epicurean muscle and its associated tissue derived from a mammalian. Okay?
Yeah, no worries, Simon. So don't be surprised if you fart during the show. You had 8 pints of lager and a curry last night, right?
That is affirmative, Bob, but do please excuse me. I'm just exiting the studio environment for a second.
Well, I must say, Bob, I'm really impressed that you actually understood what Simon Jordan was on about then. I hadn't got a clue.
Oh, thanks, Jim. That's very nice of you.
I've got a confession to make, Bob. I must say, I've underestimated you. I thought you were just a slightly overweight bloke of above average intelligence who sounded constantly constipated. Yet, you must be a genius to work out what Simon has just said.
Well, not really, Jim.
Then how did you know? He meant, don't be surprised if I break wind during the show, because I had 8 pints of lager and a curry last night.
Well, because I went with him, Jim. And here's the proof.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Open the windows. Turn the aircon on. Pass me the cotton fresh Glade. My nasal passages are going into absolute meltdown over this.
One of the big news stories this week has been about higher education. Now, some kids are well brought up, tidy, hardworking, and they go to university to study hard and better themselves, whereas other kids just go to uni to party and fornicate. Imagine if you're one of the former, sharing halls of residence with a large group of the latter, and you've just found out there's been a COVID outbreak and you're in lockdown and you might not even be allowed home for Christmas.
Well, I don't know why I came to this town. I've got the feeling we'd end up in lockdown. My flatmates are just a disgrace. They never clean this crap all over the place. I've got socks to the left of me, underpants to the right. Here I am, stuck in this uni with you. Yeah, I'm stuck in this uni with you. And the toilet floor is covered in spew. The halls of residence are a complete mess. Students passed out in various states of undress. I've got fag ends to the left of me, condoms to the right, here I am, stuck in this uni with you. And they're saying we can't go home, cos we've all got to self-isolate. But I can't stand this much longer, gonna phone me mom and say, please, please, oh, come and pick me up, mom, I've got to get out of this horrible place. I just said to me, mate, you're so untidy, you need to do your share. And you know what he said to me? He just said, if I could turn back time. Suppose he thinks he's funny.
Time to once again open Desi's diary on the Bar Me Up podcast. And just when I thought that it couldn't get any worse, then I found this one from August 2005. I don't think I need to say any more. I think I'll just play it and keep quiet. Go on, Des, off you go.
Desi's diary.
Hi, girls. Des here on Ian Danter's Sunday Carve-Up here on 100.7 Hard FM. And it's time, once again, for Des's Diaries. And today, it's a big... Hi, girls. To all the staff at Marshall's, Painters and Decorators, where... Would you believe it? I used to work. One day, I arrived at a house to find a very attractive housewife with beautiful legs standing in front of me holding two tins of paint. But as soon as she saw me, she opened them wide to reveal a lovely pink. Then, pointing at her hairy brush, she purred,
"Go on, stick it in."
Well, what can I say? I dipped it in gently, but this didn't meet with her approval.
"Just shove it in and get it finished with. Otherwise, it'll still be wet when my husband gets home,"
she declared. Well, then she nodded in the direction of a large piece of wood furniture and asked me to get my big paint gun out and spray it all over her chest.
Fantastic.
Well, I also put some wallpaper up for her.
Very well hung,
she purred after I'd finished.
Cheerio.
Des's Diary, the Sunday Carve-Up, 100.7 Heart FM.
Now, in other political news this week, Margaret Ferrier, you might have read about her, the SNP MP. She's the latest high-profile figure to break coronavirus rules. Can't believe what she did. She caught a train from Glasgow to London to work at the Commons and then go back to Glasgow again on a train after knowing that she'd tested positive for COVID. Unbelievable. There's been calls for her to resign, including from the First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon. And she broke ranks yesterday, Margaret Ferrier, and made this statement about the situation to the tune of Elvis Presley.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, I've got COVID, but I'm still getting on. Okay? Train, train. Coming right round the bend. That train, train. Coming right round the bend. Well, if anyone gets infected, I'll be the one to blame. Train, train. Coming right down the line. My train, train, coming right down the line. Well, I'm starting to sweat and I'm coughing all the time.
Tickets, please. Oh, look, I'm sorry, madam, but if you've got COVID, you know the rules. You have to sit in a second-class carriage.
Sorry.
One of the things on TV over the weekend that got some good reviews was a really weird show, The Third Day, which was kind of a 12-hour live theatre broadcast streamed everywhere, like a one-take shot thing, starring Jude Law, who got pelted with mud and had to drag a boat around for an hour. Weird old thing. But Jude Law, you know, he's done well for himself, really, as an actor, when you consider he was the star of some very unwanted headlines about 15 years ago, when he admitted to cheating on his then-Mrs. Sienna Miller with the kid's nanny, whose name was Daisy, including romps on a pool table. Funnily enough, our Sunday Carve-Up snooker reporters Ted Lowe and Dennis Taylor were there to capture that particular incident that day.
Well, you join us here at Jude Law's house, where the children's nanny, Daisy, is at the snooker table. Or should I say, is on the snooker table. What do you think there, Dennis Taylor?
Well, Ted, it looks like the nanny is going to let Jude in here.
Oh, you're right there, Dennis. She's definitely left an opening.
Yes, but can he see it, Ted?
I think he can, Dennis. It looks like he's going for it.
Oh, yes, Ted. Jude Law has gone for it.
Oh, there is definitely a kiss there, Dennis, and Jude is taking advantage of that opportunity.
Oh, look, Ted, I think the nanny's out of position here. Her left foot is in the right corner pocket, and her right foot is in the left corner pocket.
Well, I think that's deliberate, Dennis. In my opinion, Jude certainly looks happy about it. Oh, something has just disturbed Jude there.
Oh, yes, look, Ted, one of Jude's kids has just seen them together on the snooker table.
Yes, Dennis, and the little child has run off to tell his mum, Sadie Frost, who in turn will confront Jude about it.
Yes, and then, Ted, the nanny will sell her story to the News of the World, and where will that leave Jude Law?
Snookered, Dennis. Well and truly snookered.
Oh, you're right there, Ted.
Scandal in the fast food industry this week when it was revealed that Subway, the well-known sandwich makers on your high street, their bread cannot be classed as bread. It's too sweet to be bread. There's too much gone in there. What makes the change from using the same things you used to make yoga mats and shoe rubber to stick in your bread, I suppose? Honestly, look it up. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones takes an interest in this because the Stones have just opened up a new boutique on Carnaby Street, and he goes there to order his lunch. He doesn't seem to be put off too much by all these adverse headlines.
And the Subway sandwich around midnight, and I gotta say that it was alright. There's no innuendo yet in this song, so I'm glad that mine is 12 inches long. Oh. Too much sugar.
Yeah, I love Subways. I go in the morning, right, and have the breakfast ones.
I like going in the afternoon for a late brunch, but you know when I prefer going most of all?
Undercover.
On outside. Undercover on the night.
Time for another Mr. Men story, lovingly uncovered from our archive. Read, as always, by the late, great Arthur Lowe. And if you like your meat produce, I guess this one's for you.
Mr. Pie Maker bit into one of his steak and kidney pies. There's a bit of gristle in this, he said. Oh, I'm sorry, apologised his new supervisor. Shall I take it out? No, you don't understand, said Mr. Pie Maker. My pies shouldn't have a bit of gristle in them. They should have a lot of gristle in them. Now, pass me a meat and potato pasty. Now, when Mr. Pie Maker had a mouthful of his meat and potato pasty, you'll never guess what happened. Yes, you're right. His face went puce, his eyes bulged, he started to gag, and then he spat it all out of his mouth. That's absolutely disgusting, he said. Shall I scrap the whole batch? Suggested the supervisor. On the contrary, that's what a meat and potato pasta should taste like, said Mr. Piemaker. We've sold millions of these to football stadiums all over the country. Now, any questions? Just two, said the supervisor. What kind of meat do we put into those pasties? Never you mind, replied Mr. Piemaker. And your other question? Has anyone seen my cat? He inquired. Now, that afternoon, Mr. Piemaker went for a dental appointment. He had a cavity, but what Mr. Piemaker didn't realise was that his dentist was actually a bogus asylum seeker who'd entered the country with a false visa and had no practical experience of dentistry whatsoever. And he treated Mr. Piemaker's cavity with a Black & Decker drill, a pair of pliers, a soldering iron and a rusty file, and you'll never guess what. Yes, you're right. He didn't administer any anaesthetic either. By the time Mr. Piemaker got back to his factory, his face was swollen like a balloon, he had extensive bruising, he was bleeding profusely from the mouth, and he was in almost unbearable agony. That was the worst filling I've ever had in my life, said Mr. Piemaker. That's exactly what your customers say when they bite into one of your pasties, said his supervisor as he handed him his resignation letter. Poor Mr. Piemaker. The nasty, immoral money-making.
Well, the big news across the world this past week is that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, brought about a month away from the presidential election against Joe Biden. He's contracted coronavirus, and so is his missus, Melania.
Well, they say I'm old and quite high risk. I've told folk the virus doesn't exist. Are you ready?
There's nothing that you say is true. And even though I stay away from you.
Babe, I've got COVID. We've got COVID.
I'm using this as a fresh start. It's a good excuse to keep 10 feet apart.
Well, you know, from junior, it's kept out of reach. But now I'll have to inject myself with bleach. You ready?
Babe, I've got COVID. We got COVID.
I have said that this thing would pass. And, you know, I never ever wear a mask.
Yes, and you throw all these lies around. Just like Biden said, you are a clown.
Well, don't let him say that we told you so. It is what it is, and it goes how it goes. Yeah.
And even though it will never last, it's the first test you have ever passed.
Babe, I've got COVID. We've got COVID.
I've got masks and shields and screens.
Well, I got hydroxychloroquine.
I tell myself you are good guy.
I tell fascists to stand by.
I hate immigrants in canoes.
Well, I hate the media and fake news.
We got the best cemeteries.
I got the best COVID there is. I've got COVID. I've got COVID. We've got COVID. You've got COVID. We've all got COVID.
Right, that's your lot. Time to pack up and go home, because we're done with episode 27 of Ian Dancer's Barmy Odd Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to Sean Percival and Andy Robinson, as always, for their stellar contributions to this here show. And yeah, thanks to you if you rate, review and subscribe to this podcast. And don't forget, the archive is there. If you're brand new to this particular show, then all the previous episodes are up online. There's 26 of them where you found this particular episode. So take care of yourselves, look after each other. And if you want to get in touch with me, at TalkDance on Twitter, or you can email me through my website. That's iandancer.co.uk. And we'll see you next time for the next episode of Ian Dancer's Barmy Old Podcast. And in the meantime, as Des would say,
cheerio.